Hallelujah. Bless the Lord God. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, the love of God. Amen.
Can we sing that song, Behold the Lamb?
Oh.
Taketh away the sins of the earth.
Oh, great.
The Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth. He is the great I am.
Amen.
Unto him be all glory, honor, worship, and adoration. Because he is the Lamb that was, that is, from the law that is to come. Behold the Lamb. Oh, righteous Lamb of God. We lift you up tonight. We make obeisance unto you. Because you are the love of God. You are the love of God made manifest unto man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For you are the Lamb that was slain. The Lamb that sits upon the throne. The Lion and the Lamb. Yes, you are. Lord Jesus, we say you are the love of God. Hallelujah. Wow. Let's take that song. The
yes.
Love of God.
Hallelujah. Aaron, did you find it?
Love of God.
the lyrics of this song.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that we can meditate upon the words.
Amen.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches even to the lowest hell. The guilty there bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. I jump to the last one. It says, could we with ink the oceans fill? That is, imagine that we fill the oceans upon this earth with ink. And where the skies with parchment we made, where all the skies that we can think about, were they paper? Were every stalk on earth a quill? Was every twig, every stick you find, was it something you could write with? Deep into the ocean and write upon that paper.
That's right.
And every man a scribe by trade. How extensive can that get? He said to write the love of God above would drain the oceans dry. Can you imagine that? To write the love of God would drain the oceans dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole. That is, if we decide to begin to write upon the skies, it could not contain what we're about to write. Those stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure. Rich, pure. How measureless and strong. It shall forever endure the saints and angels' song. When hoary time shall pass away,
Jesus,
and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall,
man,
when men who here refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure, when men fail, when things don't look normal, don't act normal, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race,
my God,
the saints and angels' song.
Amen.
Oh, love of God, how rich and pure,
amen,
how measureless and strong,
amen,
it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song.
Amen.
What if kingdoms come?
The love of God is such good. Amen.
God is still in a body. In the earth,
I want to pray.
In the earth today. He is still in a body. It's not a flesh.
nations waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God.
Amen.
Oh God, hallelujah. Oh hallelujah. The earnest expectation of the creation of the creatures waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Hallelujah, oh God, time no longer. Jesus. Hallelujah, the death to self message, oh God, will show us the way. God is leading us on the way we have never been before. There are mountains to climb, valleys to cross, but before us there is an open door. Oh God, show us the way. Show me the way to the Father. Hallelujah. The songwriter says, oh God, this time we shall hear a voice behind us. Saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Amen. When you turn to the right and to the left. Oh my God, let us not deviate from the highway of righteousness. My God, show us the way. Amen. The way to the Father. Jesus, my God, we want to be like you. Amen. We want to be like you. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty, we do not want to add to our head knowledge, but we want to be transformed.
Amen. Amen.
Abba Father, bring about a change in us. Abba Father, cleanse us from iniquity. Oh God, hallelujah, cleanse us, oh God, from iniquity. Jesus, bring about a change in us. For we have been changed from glory to glory. Bible says, we beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. We have been changed from one degree of glory to another.
Amen.
Father, may we not remain stagnant. Oh God, may we be changed and transformed. My God, in the name of Jesus we pray. My God, in the name of Jesus we pray. Oh Father God, you've been speaking, oh God. Even from the Illinois Conference and your diverse ministrations, oh God. How that there's reform needed in the house. How that the light has gone out and the fire needs to come back. My God, you begin to speak, oh God, how that we need to set our hearts, house in order. Jesus, hallelujah, come into your temple, Yeshua, and cleanse it. Come into your temple and cleanse it. My God, we invite you. Jesus, for you will build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Father God, cleanse your temple. Hallelujah. Let your glory come down. Jesus, cleanse every iniquity, every finger of man. For man has had his day, your church. Man has had his day. My God, right now, you're taking over. Glory to God. Man has made a mess in the temple. Man has caused the lights to go out, the fire, Jesus, and there's no power in the church. My God, there's division. Sicknesses. My God, I looked at that little girl. Oh God, and my heart was wrenching. Oh, we had a conference. My God, your hand is not shut that it cannot save. It is the iniquity and the wickedness of our hearts. Oh God. We ask for restoration.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we ask for cleansing. That the sick among us might be healed. My God, of these wicked sicknesses, cancers, leukemia, my God. Oh, I looked at that little girl, oh hey. Jesus. I look at the mother so lean, running up and down in the hospital. Jesus. Oh God, that there might be power in the house. Cleansing from every filth. Oh God, every stupidity. My God, every flesh. Every desire to be seen and heard. Every fighting. My God, every chaos. Sweep away from the house of God. That there might be power. Jesus. Oh God. The mother says she's not growing. Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Bless your temple, oh God.
Amen.
That there might be power. That there might be power. For my house shall be called a house of prayer unto all nation. Jesus.
Oh,
blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh my God.
Do your work in your house, oh
yes,
God.
My God.
For the Lord whom we seek shall suddenly come into his temple.
Oh,
oh God. Hammer, hammer, hammer. you, O God. Cleanse this house. Cleanse the temple. Cleanse our hearts from flesh. That which is of the flesh, empty. Jesus. Ah, Lord God, that there might be power. That before we speak, you will answer. Ah, did you not say you've given us the field of adapter? The field of answer prayers? Your ears are not deaf. God is not a man that he should lie. Has he said it, that will he not do it? Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Cleanse the temple. And let there be power in the house.
Amen.
Jesus. That Sister Virginia Jersey will be saved.
Amen.
And delivered. Oh God. Not desiring to go be with the Lord because of the suffering. Oh God. Jesus. Oh Father God, have mercy. Save, oh Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Because your loving kindness is better than life, we will continually praise you. Thank you because your love is indeed sufficient to save even the wildest sin. Father, let your love abide in your house in this season. We trust and we hold unto nothing else but the love of God. Thank you, Father, because if though the kingdoms grow, Father, even though the mountains move, Father, if all things fail, we are confident in this one thing, that the love of our God never fails. Thank you, Father, thank you, for this is our assurance, this is our confidence, that even while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let's sing that song. The Lord is in the midst of his house. The Lord is visiting his people. The Lord is here. His love is sufficient for us. It makes the vilest sinner to be saved. The Lord will show himself mighty. He is God, the maker of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. What is the kingdom?
What if kingdoms tumble down? What if storm clouds roll?
Jesus. Father, I believe we thank you tonight because we know that sin died. We are love. We are the blood fed. We know that love grew. Father, we know that hope sprang up for man in misery. We know, Jehovah, that thou who knoweth the end from the beginning, you speak and you do. Father, you begin a thing and you are able to finish it.
Amen.
Father, this confidence we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, you will hear us. Father, we know that it is your good pleasure to give the kingdom unto this little flock, even the people called after your name. Father, we know that you have preserved and your purpose in your heart to make known unto creation your manifold wisdom by your church. Father, we say no hell, no spirit, nothing visible nor invisible shall be able to hinder the will and the purposes of him that created all things, even Jehovah. Thank you because you said even the years that the canker worm and the caterpillar have eaten, your great army that you sent, Father, you say you shall restore. Amen. Father, we are confident, not in ourselves, but in the love of God. That which was purchased on the cross of Calvary, that which was epitomized by the death and of the Lamb, going before the foundations of the earth. Father, thank you, because you come in the cool of the day. You come to inspect your temple. You come, Lord, to restore unto Israel the broken tabernacles of David. It is your promise, Father, we look unto you. Our bodies, O God, individually, are the temples of the living God. Father, the church is your habitation. You have given your son. For this church has one foundation. That foundation is Christ. He loved her and he purchased her with his blood. Father, none shall be able to take, to usurp, or to sit in that place of Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was slain, the Lamb that sits upon the throne. Jehovah, we invite you tonight, Lord God of all creation, Lord Jesus, we ask that you reign supreme in our midst tonight. We ask that you come in your power and in your might, rest upon every soul and every heart tonight. Father, let your word proceed expressly. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Amen. Provide tonight, we ask you, that bread that you have preserved for the church of the end of the age. Amen. Father, thank you, because we look unto you and we look to no man. We look to no other. We look to no system. We look to no, nothing visible or invisible. We look unto the God of all creation, Amen. Our maker and our lover, even the lover of our soul. Father, tonight we rejoice in your love. We ask you, Jehovah, thou art the ark of thy strength. Come tonight and tabernacle with us, O God. Father, provide sleep for the sower tonight. Let bread be made abundant for the eater. Father, did you not say, will you not do? Carry the young in your bosom tonight. Father, lead them that are with young. Teach us the way of the Father. Lead us in the path of truth. Father, bring us unto this path of life that leadeth unto life eternal. Thank you, Jehovah, because you said this is eternal life, that it may know you, Jehovah, and Jesus Christ, your Son, whom you have sent. Father, we come tonight in the unity of our faith. We come tonight as one people. We say we want to see Jesus. Father, reveal him unto us. Show us the way to the Father. Even Jesus Christ, he that is the way, the life, and the truth. Father, we receive unto every one person here tonight, and to those not physically here, but tonight has a communion in this fellowship, has a part in this communion tonight. We receive an entrance by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, we obtain the portion for every one brother, sister, here seated, and those, O God, hearing, and those that shall yet hear, even this message tonight, even this trumpet sound tonight. Father, we say, let healing, let restoration, let, O God, life break forth anew. Father, in the name of Jesus, let strength come unto the weak. Jehovah, let life come unto them that are dead, because you said, and so shall it be, that the dead will hear the voice of the Son, and they will live again. Father, let everything that speaketh of death tonight, Father, in the midst of the body of Christ, hear the trumpet sound, and let life bring forth again. Let every dead bone receive life tonight, in the name of Jesus. Let every afflicted receive healing. Every sin, my God, let it be cleansed by reason of the impeccable word of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we receive unction, we receive fresh manna, that we might eat, and we might have life, and we might give life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the congregation of the righteous. Thank you for the communion of the saints. Thank you for the gift of your spirit. Hallelujah. Father, for you gave your spirit, and you left it until your work on earth is accomplished. Let your spirit, O God, abide unto us expressly, that the work in our lives individually and corporately to bring forth that chaste church, that chaste virgin, will have it recourse in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. We pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brethren. Praise ye the Lord. My heart is lifted, and I want to encourage us to be lifted in our spirit tonight. Because when the Lord comes, He says, when I return, I will restore the broken tabernacles of David. It is the Lord's desire. It is His master plan to restore His church.
Amen.
It is not of Him that withered, nor of Him.